keep you warm at night that women make or used to make a lot, and they were pieced.
Quilled.
All right. Now, if you had one that was tied rather than pieced. Let's see. It could be
comfort.
All right. Now, have I got that right, that a comfort is tied rather than sewed?
No, comfort ain't tied.
What the
comfort is tacked.
Is tacked. I meant tacked. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, I used the wrong word myself. All right, now, is a comfort, is it ever pieced like a quilt?
Some of them is, and some of them ain't. They tax them, the biggest.
I see.
I am what I see.
Is a comfort heavier than a quilt?
Some of them is. Some of them is heavier than a quilt.
Okay. Have you ever slept on a bed on the floor?
Slept on the bed. I slept on the floor.
Uh-huh. What would that bed be called that you put on the floor?
Teak.
Well, you say my mother made up something on the floor. She put a...
A pallet.
Land that's very rich and good to be planted is what kind of land? It's for...
Fertilized.
All right. There is some flat, low-lying land along a stream. What kind of land would you call this?
Low land on the stream.
Uh-huh.
Bog.
Bottom land?
Bottom land. Swamp? You bottom know. Land.
What's the difference in the swamp and bottom land?
Well, they just call them swamps, but the bottom land, is that's right. The right, bottom
does,
land.
Does water stand on a bottom land?
If it low, it will.
It will?
It will.
All right. Does it stand there all the time?
Not all the time. It'll go.
Does water stand in a swamp all the time?
In a swamp in low places.
Okay. What about low-lying grassland?
A low-lying grassland.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called a meadow?
A meadow?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A meadow. That's all I know, a meadow. They plant a meadow, plant oats and grass, and they say it's a meadow.
I see. All right. What about, let's see, poor sandy soil. You ever hear that called anything?
I about done healed it, but I forgot. I don't know.
What about this. Really rich, dark soil?
Dark soil. Fertilized.
Low.
Low soil.
What, ever hear him call it loam?
No, I ain't never know. I don't know.
Right. If you wanted to plant on land that had water all over it, they'd have to get rid of the water. And you might say, look down there, they're doing something to the land. They're
making ditches?
They're getting the water, uh-huh. They're making ditches to get the water off. They're
drift. Drift.
What are they doing to the land there?
Oh, they're draining the water off the land.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you said they would dig.
Dig ditches.
All right. Oh, where a stream has come through a piece of land, it's kind of cut itself, you know, so that there are banks, steep banks to it.
That's for the water that runs off the ground.
Now, did you ever hear this part of this banks of the stream called a ravine?
No, I ain't heard.
All right. What about a place in the fields where water has washed and has dug little ditches?
Call that...
That little ditch would be a...
A water ditch?
Uh-huh. Where it has rained and the water has washed down. You'd say that's a little...
Ditch.
Now, would you say gully?
Gully. Gully, that's right.
All right, now, is a gully...
Water gully.
Does a man make a gully?
When they cut them ditches, I don't know, do he make